If you have your copy of God's Word, open up to the book of Matthew with me. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And we're going to start in verse 23. This lesson goes along with what we talked about a little bit in class today. Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 23. Here it says in verse 23, "Now when he being Jesus, came into the temple..." And of course, he's coming to the temple. He's teaching. It says, "The chief priests and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?'" So Jesus is in the temple and he's teaching. These religious leaders ask him, "What authority? Who's giving you this permission? Who gave you this power? Why are you able to do this? Why are you teaching the people to do these things?" And Jesus understands and he recognizes their hypocrisy. And so let's look at the next verse. In verse 24, he says, "But Jesus answered and said to them, 'I also will ask you a question. I'll ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things.'" In verse 25, he says, "The baptism of John, where was it from? Was it from heaven or from men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'If we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then do you not believe him?' Verse 26, 'But if we say for men, we fear the multitude, for all the count John as a prophet.'" Now, when you think about these religious leaders, they're debating amongst themselves. They're reasoning. How can we actually answer this back to Jesus? And Jesus, in verse 27, after they answered Jesus and said, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Now, the reason I talk about that today is when you look at this context here, there's two things we can learn. Religious practices come from one or two places. One place is where? Heaven. The other place is from man. As we talked about today, when the writer says, "Hey, the only creed, the only manual I need is the Bible," because that comes from heaven. Now let's look at that. Let's turn over real quick to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. "How can you tell if something comes from heaven or if it comes from man?" In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus is given the Great Commission. And here he says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying," here's that word, "all authority, all power has been given to me," where? "In heaven and on earth." So if Jesus taught something, if Jesus commanded something, that is something that's from heaven, and that's something that we need to adhere to. If you continue to read in verses 19 and 20, in 20 it talks about Jesus said, "You need to teach them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and though I'm with you always, even to the end." Now, not only some people say, "Well, I'll just pick up my Bible and just look at the red letters, and that's all I need to know." No, that's not all you need to know. If you continue to look, you know, Jesus delegated his authority to the apostles. Y'all should know that. We've been talking about that a little bit by now. In John chapter 13, verse 20, Jesus delegated his authority to his apostles. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, the Apostle Paul claimed to be an official ambassador of Christ. He said that he wanted people to be reconciled back to God. And he's doing it on the behalf of Christ. And we understand, in order for the apostles to have a ready recollection of what they needed to teach others, you know, when they spent time with Jesus, it's very difficult to listen to someone, to catch and write down every single thing that they have. Jesus promised them the Helper. He promised them the Holy Spirit. He was going to give them the Holy Spirit to help them bring the remembrance to all the things that he taught them, and also to teach them the things that he didn't have a chance to teach also. We find that in John chapter 14, verse 26, and John chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. And if that's true, that's why also when the church first got started, and we look in the book of Acts, we see that the church continues steadfastly in whose doctrine? In the apostles' doctrine. It wasn't just that the apostles say, "Hey, this is what we're going to do because this is my opinion." The apostles were teaching this because they got it from God, because they got it from Jesus, and so they kept that up. And so when we think about preaching, when we think about the way we live our lives, when we think about the things that we do, are we doing things according to what we learn from God's Word, from the Bible? Or are we just paying attention to things outside of the Bible, as we said before? Those creeds, catechisms, even sometimes self-help books can be very, very bad, right? Things of that nature. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, don't leave here tonight being in a state of being lost. Please, please do what God asks us to do. God wants us to hear his word. Romans 10, verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. And once you hear that word of God, we need to believe that Jesus is, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And of course he is. And if we do believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we can actually confess that before men. And we do understand that in scriptures, if we confess Jesus before man, Jesus is also going to confess us, before his Father in heaven. I do not want to be denied that privilege. And if you understand what you need to do in order to be right with God, you have an opportunity to be baptized, to be completely immersed in sin, not being sprinkled or being in infant baptism, something that's not found in God's word, but something that is actually found in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, where the people actually were baptized for the remission of their sins so they could actually have forgiveness. And then the Lord, in Acts 2, 47, will add you to the church. You don't get voted into the church. You don't have to do so many good deeds in order to get into the church. But of course, you can follow the steps that Jesus has penned out for us in his all-inspired word. And once you are baptized, you have to remain faithful. There are some people that will teach that, hey, once saved, you're always saved. We don't find that in the scripture anywhere whatsoever. Once you become a child of God, you need to continue to grow, continue to study, continue to do better. And we're here to help you. And you're also here to help us and encourage us also. Maybe you're here tonight and you already are a child of God and you have sin in your life, or you have fallen short and you need some help. You need some encouragement. You need prayers of the church. Whatever your needs are, you can come forward as we stand and sing.